we're trying to save the Republic here. Greg Stinstrin is our officer, special warfare. Colonel Timothy Schindler, U.S. Marine Corps, I won't go over his great bio here, but came highly recommended by the Trump campaign to get these guys on because they've done a great analysis of this really criminal takeover that's happened. And if you wonder how the deep state works, here is the blueprints of the damn thing. Greg, some stations don't carry this segment, but they do carry the next one. And we'll do a deeper dive on this because their surveillance arm, which is then their censorship arm, is really the teeth of this thing. And so let's start getting into who is commanding this, and we'll name some names.
Sure. We can bring it up further, but what I'd like to talk about is the propaganda arm specifically. The propaganda arm is critical to what they're doing and is what the propaganda arm is what they use to crush honest journalism. And it's been what has quashed Fox News, removed Tucker Carlson from Fox News, Emeril Robinson from Newsmax. They've certainly bracketed you and attacked you as a conspiracy theorist versus someone who presents honest journalism. They've gone after Roger Stone, just about anybody who can provide truthful, honest news.
It would take hours. They've attacked millions of people.
Right. But I want to, if the control room there can bring up the propaganda arm on the screen, I want to highlight someone here. His name is Norm Eisen. And I want to just briefly discuss what's happened here in the propaganda arm. And knowing that we have another segment, I'd like to talk a little bit about elections. But can the control room bring up the Norm Eisen, the picture of him as the special counsel?
Yes, we'll bring up the special counsel. Start describing him.
Norm Eisen was a peer of Obama. It's further down on the propaganda. But he is a Harvard Law School graduate with President Obama. And he has been a lifelong peer of Obama. And he is, I'm going to say, deranged in terms of his feelings towards the American Republic, towards President Trump. He's written a book called Ending Trumpery, but he was injected into the council in multiple roles, which Tim has been describing for the better part of the past hour. But the media arm is Norm Eisen. And one of the things that happened here that's enabled this is in 2015, actually in 2012, they had the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act. And then in 2015, Obama signed Executive Order 13707, which was using behavioral science insights to better serve the American people. And what they did is they reversed the Information and Educational Exchange Act of 1948. And it's very technical, but the bottom line is they said the government can now put out propaganda. They reversed an act dating back to 1948 that did not allow propaganda. And now in the 2012 to 2015 and up to the current day, they have codified and made it lawful to lie to the American public. And what you see on that screen is liar number one. In the circles that he works in, he's known as the rabbi. That is not a denigrative to the faith, but indicative of his methodology and his obsession with lies. Through him, the media is controlled and people are denigrated, isolated, contained, destroyed. He will attack anyone who is going to oppose the council, the extraction of wealth, and their control over this country. So I know we've only got, we're going into the next segment here. We've only got 30 seconds, I think. And we can come back on the live show and talk more about that in the elections.
And again, we'll do more broadcast on this, and we'll do a whole show where you'll just send us stuff in chronological order, Exhibit 1, Exhibit 2, Exhibit 3, Exhibit 4, and we'll be able to lay this out. People should just go read the report for themselves, and they'll be able to see it and everything right there. But this is couldn't be more important information. And I'm Alex Jones, your host, Infowars.com/show, band.video, and Real Alex Jones on X. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
For exposing the council, who is really running the United States? We only covered the tip of it, these inspector generals and the act in the late 70s. Greg Stinstrom, one of the researchers here on this, along with our other guest, Colonel Timothy Schindler. And you were getting into the propaganda arm and describing the individual. Please recap that and continue.
Just to recap for the show, the propaganda arm is going to be incredibly important to the upcoming election. The council, which has been described by Colonel Schindler, Dr. Schindler, for the better part of the fast hour, he has laid out their codification, the fact that they're a real organization. But they have a thing called a propaganda arm. And the, I'm going to call it liar number one, is Norm Eisen. He was classmates with Obama at Harvard. And he has been injected by Obama into the council. The council has basically using him as the propaganda arm. In between 2012 and 2015, they reversed the Smith-Mundt Act, or they called it the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act. They used an executive order, and they repealed part of the 1948 Act, which now allows propaganda to be inflicted on the United States citizenry. And the reason this is important to this conversation today and the dissection of the council is, we need to know who our enemies are and who the enemies of our country are. And, you know, we have to name names, name their organizations, show their photographs, describe their criminal acts, and call them out so that other people, not just us, can act on remedying and removing these people and, quite frankly, bringing them to justice.
Well, that's right. And, Colonel, you had mentioned Raskin and all these other people, I mean, and his father being the big communist that engineered this current model. I mean, this is a bureaucracy that's literally handing down its power. And then we've got Raskin running around on TV saying, we're going to have civil war. We're not going to accept Trump. We're going to arrest our enemies. But then separately, they're accusing Trump of planning to round everybody up. What's going on there?
That's called mirror image. And one of the advantages of mirror image is if I'm maybe not as strong as I need to be, I simply present you with this picture and I'm after belief. Belief is strong emotional attachment to a mental proposition. That's how we teach it. So if I can get you to believe something, doesn't mean it's true. Doesn't mean it's false. It actually has nothing to do with it. It's about perception, what you perceive. Because I'm after trying to get your behavior. And that is exactly what we're seeing here. So he is laying out the threat pattern. This is what we're going to do. And the beauty of this, if you were to look at this like a novel, you know, like a layout novel, these are the two snakes. And they're climbing up the pole and they're seeing which snake will get to the top first. And the one who gets to the top first is going to devour the other snake. This has nothing to do with violence. Quite frankly, just as they learned when they did the Port Huron statement, violence has nothing to do with this. Violence is rude. It's crude. It's unnecessary. Because once I control the administrative arms of power, the bank, I own everything. I don't have, there's no reason to do that. But if I can hide in plain sight, I'll be okay. That's what's going on here. They're scared, and they should be scared, because if the American public understands what is going on and says, wait a minute, you can't do this. You're just a public servant. You're an unelected bureaucrat. You don't have the power to do this. No. When I send you a letter, you will answer the mail. It's your job. As a matter of fact, if, God forbid, if you are working with someone else and it is a collusionary action, because that is a criminal offense, but then I guess we would need to have a Department of Justice that was interested in justice.
And as you point out in the report, that's another big part of the council. You go through all the different divisions in the report. How many, from your research, how many divisions of the council are there? And then I know they have sub-councils regionally and locally, don't they?
The best way to look at it is like this. There are 94 U.S. attorneys across the country, and they are naturally aligned with all of the courts. And they reflect, and they will prosecute or not prosecute whatever they're told to prosecute or not prosecute. If they are ideologically polarized, in other words, they're making their decisions upon an ideological belief, and it isn't based upon their individual oath to the Constitution, not an individual, to the Constitution of the United States, if they don't do their duty, they should be administratively removed. And if they are criminally complicit, they should be tried. And that's essentially what we're dealing with. If I were a co-opted public servant, I would be worried. Because if they do not win, they lose everything. They will be held accountable. And another thing that the American public should get used to is this. 42 USC, U.S. Code, 42 U.S. Code, 1983. That's important because that's the ability to hold the individual accountable for their actions. That's right. When you're a public servant and you take an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, you are the vanguard that protects our country. But if you're ideologically polarized and you believe in something other than our country, you shouldn't be in the federal government. And that's what we're dealing with right now. So if they are unsuccessful in completing this bloodless coup, there will be accountability. And one of the things we need to make sure that we get across is when we saw what was happening to Greg in the state of Pennsylvania, we looked down and we saw this and we said, wow, you know, we've been collecting hundreds of whistleblowers, building all the cases, names, times, dates, talk to the senators, the congressmen, talk to the members of the DOJ, the FBI, the U.S. attorneys. And I literally mean that, as in U.S. attorney blank, your job is to do this. You have not done that. It's a crime. You need to do your duty. Well, we understood in 17 and 18 that there was literally an organized effort to obstruct the government.
Well, Colonel, let me tell you a quick story. Then this is just one of many. About a year ago, we get contacted by a federal agent who has a nice background, you know, good record. He says, I'd like you to meet with a federal judge. And we did it over Zoom one morning here for about an hour. And there was, you know, the top federal judge in a certain area. I'm just going to say, top federal judge, and she really wasn't even trying to hide it or anything. She was saying, look, everything I'm giving you is public. Here's all the cases, and we need you to get this to Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson. And about a week later, some of it did go out on Fox. But she was telling me, and they were telling me, where they would catch, say, a four-time convicted child molester back from Mexico driving a school bus for mentally handicapped kids in South Texas, and they arrest him. And the Justice Department had the power to tell the federal judge or the magistrates under her, you cannot prosecute. In the statutory law, they could hold him for like a month, I think they said, because they were illegal crosser, but that was it. And they said they do this everywhere. They do not let us prosecute child traffickers, you name it. And I have, I mean, this is like the head federal judge. I'm giving away who it is. I mean, the point is, I'm sure they know. The point is, head federal judge. So they're that frustrated by what's going on. And so they're afraid the judiciary, that's not perfect, but has some good people, might stand up to the bureaucracy. So that's why they want these inspector generals to come in and take over. But that's just one of many conversations I have with the federal agents and with the judges that themselves are asking me what to do. And then they're giving me advice. And I mean, it's just, it's flabbergasting.
The reason that we're here, let's be honest, is to provide the answers to the questions. That's it.
And the ammunition.
We're supposed to answer the questions. Somebody's doing something. Tell me what they're doing. Well, this is what they're doing. Now, whether you like it or whether you dislike it or whether you're going to stand up and do something, I can't do that. I'm no longer in the military. There was a time that that's what I did for a living.
All right, well, Colonel, we're out of time. Greg, we're out of time. Both of you, please come back soon, and we'll drill into other aspects and sectors of this and talk about solutions. Patriot.online. I've also posted on Excellent Real Alex Jones, the report, the council. Greg Stenstrom, thank you so much. Patriot.online. Colonel Timothy Schindler, amazing. Thank you so much, both of you. Colonel, if anybody else wants to talk to you or interview or give you info, how do they contact you?
Well, what we would like to do, Alex, is we want to build the team that we're going to need now so that we can effectively influence across all 50 states. Once Trump wins, it's going to be a battle. It isn't going to be something simple, but he's going to have to successfully govern. And in his first 20 days, he's going to do something that this nation has never seen. It's not going to be a 100-day plan. It's going to be a 20-day plan. And he is going to bring the seismic changes that we need to right the ship. And Greg and I are going to be there with our intellectual capital, and we're going to help him figure out exactly what he needs to do. And we want to join with all of the people. We want to take all the intellectual capital, put it together, operationalize it, and then push it forward. And this is exactly what we're doing. Is that right, Greg?
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, we're out of time. I apologize. I've got a guest host set to come in here. You guys let my producers know when you want to come back on. We'll do part three, and we'll drill into solutions and why they're so scared of Trump getting back in. And I guess the best place to go is patriot.online to contact you guys.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for your work. We'll talk to you soon. Now, folks, it's up to you. This live part's over. We'll continue to be live the rest of the hour. The no one takes over at 3 o'clock, but it's up to you now when this is posted on X and Band.video to share it and have it go viral. It's an information war. Here's a quick, very important report from John Bowne on this very subject. And then Maria Z's coming in. I'm inviting her on my show before she goes back to Australia here in the next few days. But Maria Z is coming up, so stay with us.
Colin and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration.
Some have accused DHS of not enforcing our nation's laws. This could not be further from the truth. The majority of all migrants encountered at the Southwest border throughout this administration have been removed, returned, or expelled, a majority of them. We are doing everything we can within a broken system to incentivize non-citizens to use lawful pathways, to impose consequences on those who do not, and to reduce irregular migration.
Mexican soldiers supervise migration route as illegals rush U.S. border.
One of the huge caravans that crossed to Eagle Pass in the last days of December, the migrants showed us the GPS they obtained when leaving a shelter to find a distant location on the Rio Grande.
Our own military. I mean, you see it all over the internet. Oh, look at it. Put the military on the border. I'm going to explain it again. We've been there. We've shot the video. It's all over the news. The U.S. military is down there facilitating and running the open border and cutting down barbed wire that
the Texas Guard put up and the state police put up.
Does the Biden White House have any intention to tackle this crisis in any meaningful way in the lead up to the 2024 election?
No, on the contrary, they are suing Ken Paxton, Greg Abbott and the state of Texas for Texas's attempts to put some buoys in the Rio Grande, trying to secure Texas's territorial sovereignty against the Mexican drug cartels and, frankly, Hezbollah and some radical Islamic groups that control large swaths, operationally speaking, of the U.S.-Mexico border. So they're actually, not only are they not trying to mitigate the damage, they're actually throwing fuel right into the fire, trying to make it worse.
So let's just get that straight. Oh, there's liberal groups down there running things. Yeah, you think so? NGOs, non-governmental organizations.
A group from Venezuela showed up on the doorstep here at the Red Cross recently. No one knew they were coming, and they claimed they were given the address here by agents with the Border Patrol.
Immigrant aid agencies were contacted and helped them find a place to live.
We talked to these asylum seekers who just got off the train. Everyone had heard that the United States is giving them a direct pass to cross the border.
What happens now, if you're talking about all these different people that have penetrated, all these different intelligence operatives, sleeper cells that have penetrated our southern border, what are the kind of extortion points, the pressure points that are used from within?
We all know why the Democrats hang their hat on ignoring the word illegal, because they have no qualms about doing whatever it takes to further their growing socialist cause, even if those actions are illegal. And just how many illegal aliens are in the United States? Pew Research would have us believe 11.5 million. While a new Ivy League study doubles that number, according to Breitbart, the population of illegal immigrants is roughly 22 million, or twice the establishment estimate of 11 million, say three professors from Yale University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. But you have to account for the illegal aliens that remain in the shadows after decades of unchecked border crossings. And if you allow something illegal to go on long enough, the reason for the established laws becomes more apparent. The Washington Examiner reported nearly half of the residents in the nation's five biggest cities do not speak English at home, choosing instead their native language. According to the latest Census Bureau data that details the impact of a decade of soft immigration policies, overall, a record 67 million do not speak English at home. That has nearly doubled in 27 years.
But I'm talking about the top people in the country who are willing to talk about immigration. The issue is just sitting there on the ground waiting for somebody to pick it up.
Unfortunately, most of the black political leaders that have a platform are actually politicians. Now, I'm from a nonprofit. You know, we don't endorse anyone. But I think that, you know, they go along with whatever the prevailing issue that will keep them in their positions. But there are people who want to speak up. I have many of them. We just have to have people who are brave enough to be able to allow their voices to be heard.
John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and I have a very, very important guest coming up in just a moment to talk to us about the smart city weapons systems that are being deployed across the UK, Australia, and certainly, I would say, in the US. And I witnessed some of that last year when I was here in Florida with all of the streets being purple. But before I bring our guest, Mark Steele, on, I just want to talk to you briefly about why this topic matters today. This article, as you've seen, if you've been watching since the morning, Chase spoke about it, Alex spoke about it, the Biden administration rushes digital ID plans. That was just posted on InfoWars this morning. And let me tell you that this is absolutely devastating. I've been warning for some time about what this means in Australia. And there's certainly a tweet I want to take you through in a moment of an Australian that moved to Iceland who was subjected to digital ID and what that looks like in his country when he was warning Australians about digital ID. And now I'm warning Americans because I've come from a country where they say, oh, this is voluntary. But within 2 days of them passing digital ID into legislation, an electrician who was trying to renew his license so that he could work was told, you can't do it unless you get a digital ID. What is a digital ID? Well, it's a social credit system, or at least an ID that links you to one. And although we may not be seeing the evidence of that just yet, you only need to look to countries like China to see how digital ID is weaponized against the populations. And this does relate to the smart city conversation that we're going to be having today. But I want to briefly show you from this this man's ex post. Australia just passed its digital ID bill into law. I'm Australian, but I live in Iceland, a country that already has an all-encompassing digital ID system. And he says, if you're wondering how this is going to look, I'll tell you here. Now, just replace Australia with America so that you can get a sense of what this actually means. So he says, in Iceland, the digital ID system is linked to each person's genitala or social security number. I sign into everything with my electronic ID via my phone anytime I access my bank account, phone services, accounting, tax, insurance, credit score, manage my assets, meaning car or house, power bill, medical record, when I vote, or even want to pull up to a store pull up a store receipt of something I've bought. It's all linked to my digital ID, everything in one place, everything. And of course, that opens you up to penalization if you purchase things that aren't considered net zero. He says you can't even get power turned on, get a phone number, buy or register a car, rent or buy a house, or even buy certain items without having a digital ID. And he says it does have some benefits, of course. When you try to do something, it's more streamlined. That's if you trust the government with your data. But he says anyone can look up where he lives, the license plate of his car, how much tax he paid last year. There is absolutely no privacy at all in Iceland. Now, to pair with that absolute dystopia where everything that you do is on display at all times, every single movement, everything is tracked and monitored, and you cannot function in society without this digital ID, which, by the way, initially won't issue you a negative social credit score. That comes later. That comes later. Apart from all of that, you have the smart city infrastructure that is going to track and trace every single breath, and that is what my guest today is going to talk to us about, not just the tracking and tracing, but the weapons that are being deployed in these smart cities. Mark Steele is a weapons expert, and he's also been exposing the weapons systems that are being deployed in smart cities. Mark Steele, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Maria. It's really good to be here.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to have you. Well, we're going to break in a moment, Mark, but you and I have spoken several times about the C40 Cities Network, the weapons systems. You are, in fact, in touch with Blade Runners yourself over there who are pulling down these weapons systems. And the team's got some of those clips, which you can just play as we're talking, pulling down these weapons systems without consequence, by the way, because if they were to try and prosecute these people, they would actually expose in court that these are weapon systems. And so this is what you revealed to me the last time that we spoke, Mark. But today we're going to actually look at UNEX traffic. We're going to look at some of their stated policies, this fusion technology, and also the Microsoft Azure system. Mark, you've recently been experiencing censorship. We've got about 30 seconds to break. Am I reading this right? I'm seeing barely any likes or comments on your Substack, which is not typical of your Substack. You normally get quite a lot of people looking.
Yes, we get lots and lots of censorship now. The digital platform that do not want people to get or to understand what 15-minute cities really are about. They don't want people to know that the social credit score is actually a way to control because they're
Stay there, Mark. We're gonna dive into all of this right after the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison,
to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings. Amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact that we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, that still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10. And you make a $100 donation and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. We are here with weapons expert Mark Steele. Just before the break, Mark, you were talking about the censorship that you're facing and the fact that they don't want the world to know about the C-40 cities and the fact that these weapon systems are being deployed all over the world. Please continue with your point, Mark.
The equipment is extremely dangerous. We've got multiple laser diode type equipment. This is battlefield interrogation equipment in its first instance. The capacitance of the equipment, I was very concerned about the look of it. It didn't look anything like a license plate recognition camera. On closer inspection, it wasn't what I believed it to be. Consequently, I wrote to Transport for London and asked Transport for London the technical breakdown of the hardware. They came back and said it was a class one LED array. It wasn't that. I could tell they were laser diodes just by looking at them. They then said there was no radar. Now, I know this to be what's called fusion technology. So to mix a LIDAR with laser phased array element, as well as a radar phased array element. Both of those elements together are extremely dangerous to all biological life in the beam wave. The radar has never been known to be safe. It's very dangerous at distances from the weapon. And when I actually had a look inside of this equipment and realized that it's what's called rad hard, and that means it's going to burn hot. The symbols on the front of the LIDAR weapon, the laser weapon, they also signify that they are actually class 4. These are infrared laser diodes. There's a symbol in there that shows that these are lasers. Transport for London tell me they're LEDs. They most certainly are not. Even though I've pointed this out to Transport for London, a Freedom of Information request is an environmental impact analysis, as we're all entitled to, they've come back and stated there's no, that's the laser symbol there, and that's the burn hard. So electronic equipment where you can actually get a burn in the hand, where it shows the laser beam traveling through the hand, that shows it's going to run hot. Now, Transport for London say these are LEDs. They most certainly are not. And not only are they not LEDs, these are Category 4 lasers, and there's 24 in the head. That's not for, visualization in a built-up urban environment. These, the two cameras in the equipment, one's an infrared camera, one's a vision system. That's infrared on the right. You've got a vision system camera on the left. The infrared camera doesn't require artificial light. There is artificial light because you're in a cityscape where you've got artificial light, so there's no necessity to even have an LED array if it was an LED array, but it isn't. They're actually lasers, extremely potentially lethal, and they are interconnected with the contamination that was injected using the bioweapon. The nanoparticulates.
Mark, I want to pause you there. And I do want to talk about the nanoparticulates. But just for anyone that doesn't fully grasp what's happening here, these weapon systems are being deployed across smart cities all over the world. And we just need to look at the UK, where we do have people like the Blade Runners. That's right. Yes. The Blade Runners going, who you've told me, Mark, are actually, a lot of them are engineers. They actually know what they're doing. These aren't just, regular vigilantes. These people are experts in this, and they're taking down this technology and dissecting it. And you've been in contact with them, and they are confirming everything that you're saying. But not only that, we have admission, the team just brought up from UNEX Traffic, it says it's a radar device. The Heimdall detector is a radar device, and they are talking about the dangers of the exposure to this. Team, if you've got that video, please, if you can just play it on mute, because it does have some language. It's the LIDAR video where you actually see this thing pulsing as Mark is explaining this weapon. Mark, please continue with your point before.
Well, these are bioinformatic technologies. They're very, very sophisticated. They're state of the art. You'll see the pulse modulation there. So you'll see that flicker. What you never want in an optical radiation emitter is what's called flicker. This operates in a non-visible spectrum. You can see it pulsing away there. People will be losing control of their vehicles. There's over 3% of the population who are photosensitive. They would lose control of their vehicle when exposed to those lasers. The lasers also, firing lasers at moving traffic is a criminal offence, and it breaches the laser legislation. So you've got a laser head. Obviously, that's the reason why Transport for London tell me it's an LED. It most certainly isn't. And fortunately, the people who manufactured it actually put a laser symbol on the front of the weapon. So it's an extremely dangerous piece of hardware. It has massive capacitance internally. When we actually got a look inside of the equipment, I was extremely surprised to see a military-grade piece of equipment, a modem, a high-speed modem that was manufactured in China, feels, or the manufacturer, this would be a national security threat, having something like that in a piece of equipment on a street in London. So that's the Thales piece of hardware there. It's made in China. It's a high-speed modem, and it is connected to the Azure platform. This is the Microsoft Lockheed Martin 5G military AI operating platform. So you've got a military-grade operating platform. You've got connections with all the defense industry. All of that equipment, there's all defense. It's all battlefield interrogation equipment. These are military battlefield weapon systems. That's what your C-40 city is. Someone is planning a large extermination. The infrared emissions are specifically connected to the contamination, the gadolinium and the cerium-coated nanoparticulates, the upconverted nanoparticles. We found them in the injections, and these are specifically this type of infrared emission that can basically stop your heart, cause a neurological damage, because I can convert the IR into an energy field within the body where it reflects off these upconverted nanoparticles. So this is basically a weapons deployment. It's right across most cities in the United Kingdom, masquerading as an ENPR camera. It's nothing like an ENPR camera. You only have to look at the size of it. And when you get a look inside the hardware, you'll see it's extremely concerning. And
I want to pause you there, Mark, because this up conversion team, if we can get an overhead shot here, there is an article in Nature Communications about up conversion Super Balls for programmable photo activation of therapeutics. And so they say that up conversion nanoparticles are the preferred choice for deep tissue photo activation owing to their unique capability of converting deep tissue penetrating near infrared light to UV visible light for photo activation. Programmed photo activation of multiple molecules is critical for controlling many biological processes. And then if we go to the next page, you can actually see where they talk about the various applications ranging from optogenetics, which, by the way, they have figured out how to change our genes through us viewing light. They have figured this out. This is why Biden tried to ban incandescent lights. This is why they want LED lights everywhere. Photodynamic therapy, photoactivated drug/biomolecule release, and photo-controlled gene expression. So this is all of these technologies that are being deployed are related to changing the human being and having constant surveillance of the human inside the internet of everything, which is where Azure comes in, Mark. So that's what I want to talk to you about now. So for anyone that isn't aware, the Microsoft Azure platform says that it's a cloud computing platform, but this is far more than just cloud computing. So talk to us about that, Mark.
Well, Azure is an AI system, and it was developed in collaboration with Lockheed Martin, a large defense contract company. The modem in that piece of hardware is Thales, and Thales also collaborate with the Azure platform. Now, Thales are a large defense contract company. Obviously, people that know Lockheed Martin, they're a defense contract company. So everything in this piece of hardware is defense contract related. And not only that, the people who carried out the environmental impact analysis for this equipment in London are Jacobs, another large defense contract company. And what was quite telling is the fact that Jacobs, for some inexplicable reason, just missed out from an environmental impact analysis the radar and the LIDAR. They totally missed it out as if it didn't exist. I've asked Transport for London about its existence, and they've actually have all the documents, all the hardware documents and the actual hardware and the visualization of it. And Transport for London say it doesn't exist, even though I can actually see it. I've actually had my hands on it. I've actually got the technical details of it and the fusion technology. Transport for London deny fusion technology in this living experimental lab that I've spoken about in relation to this fusion tech. And it's actually in the UNEX document. It tells you they're collaborating with Transport for London to bring about this living laboratory across London using fusion technology. It's all in there. And they're telling me that they don't know anything about it. I mean, if that's not a conspiracy, and they're in a total panic. And the other thing which shows there's a significant problem, the guys that have been arrested, we've got a case which currently is being pushed back to mid-2026. Now, we've got people being arrested for misgendering people on the internet. They're going before a judge within weeks, within days of being arrested for saying things that the government don't want them to say in the United Kingdom. But here we've got people who have been alleged to have assaulted 999 workers when they've been removing this equipment. So we've got all these allegations, and these cases are being pushed back into 2026. And the reason for that, they do not want me in a defence role, Section 3, self-defence, because this equipment is a weapon and anybody is entitled to remove it from their streets. These are battlefield weapon systems, not cameras. It doesn't look anything like a camera. And anybody who thinks that's a camera, you've got something wrong with you.
Well, certainly you explained that that's definitely, you say, UK law. I don't know what the laws are in other countries about removing weapons from your streets, but it's clear that they don't want these cases in a court of law from what you're saying. Team, if you just want to do another overhead shot, this is the fusion document that Mark was talking about. This is the UNEX traffic about this fusion technology. And if I go to the next page and show everyone, it says that fusion's an entirely new adaptive traffic control system. It says fusion contributes directly to the realization of a city's aspirations, including the achievement of net zero targets, promoting active travel and improving air quality. Furthermore, in the next paragraph, it says it's been designed to address today's challenges and embrace the latest technologies, data sources, and the emerging interconnectivity of people, infrastructure, equipment, and vehicles. That is another word for that, everyone, is the Internet of Everything, or the Internet of Bodies, but more so the Internet of Everything because it goes beyond the bodies. Then in this paragraph over here, it says fusion allows for all modes of transport to be detected, modeled, and optimized. And it also includes signals, optimization of signals for all road users, including public transport, pedestrians, and cyclists. Now, what they will sell this as is optimization of traffic, but when you go further on and look at how it's talking about the connectivity of people, they are referring, obviously, clearly, for anyone who understands smart cities, to the Internet of Bodies and the Internet of Everything. But I want to show you on this page here where it says that fusion has been designed to incorporate AI. Dynamic prioritization for individual road user groups include pedestrians, cyclists, and public transport. It is the entire road network that is being monitored. And this is the key word that Mark referenced before, living laboratory. They are calling it a laboratory. And this is the same language that I've referenced on multiple occasions in the Melbourne experiment, Mark, where they locked down the city of Melbourne. And they said this was a living lab, 252 days in lockdown. It's pretty much almost China, and this is a living laboratory. The UN brags about it, and we're going to extend this to the whole world. And now you have this fusion document using that same language of living laboratory for mass surveillance and so-called net zero goals, Mark. This is absolutely terrifying and dystopian.
Absolutely. Well, these are battlefield-derived weapon systems masquerading as some transport network control mechanism. These are connected with what was actually injected into the general population, the graphite ferritic nanometer material antennas, so you can track people. These will pick up the bioinformatic technologies, so they can monitor your biometrics. They can actually monitor the sickness, ill health, and death across a cityscape. And I'm pretty sure that's one of the reasons for this mass surveillance. These are audio-able technologies. So not only can they monitor, numbers in vehicles, the radar element. I mean, if you think about it, the radar itself is extremely dangerous. If you're focusing that into a vehicle so I can elucidate how many people are sitting in that vehicle, can you imagine being a cyclist or a pedestrian cyclist who's got no protection, a motorcyclist, you haven't got this vehicle shell around you, which will give you a small amount of protection, but no protection at all from this. You'll get, you know, the cancer rates are going to go catastrophic. The infrared element causes cataracts. So we've got lots of people losing control of vehicles at these junctions, at the what I call a kill box. The actual gun sight, the gun sight is aimed up with the LIDAR to a point just 20 meters away from the weapons. So you're coming into a kill box area where you could be facial recognition, that is capable of facial recognition. It would be able to monitor the biometrics, and it can basically exterminate. And I've got no doubt that they've already tested it. As every day goes on, as every week passes, these weapons are being refined to get better because the machine learning, it's an AI system, it's machine learning, so it's getting more and more adept at using itself, at testing itself out on the general population. These are serious, lethal weapon systems that they just haven't triggered yet. But that's the triggering of this weapon system is the flick of a switch. The fact that the hardware's in place and it's going to be run by an AI 5G military program called Azure, that would terrify, that should terrify every single person. And anybody listening to this, it's extremely important that you start to get very active, because these 15-minute cities are basically just advanced extermination camps with the light-emitting diodes, the 5G network, the smart city grid. All of that poses massive stresses on the body, cancer risks, and ill health and death. And we're seeing that. We're seeing the cancer epidemic, et cetera.
Well, here's the thing, and people will say, oh, it's just from the shots. No, actually, there is a correlation between being in these cities that have excessive amounts of 5G. It's not just the shots, Mark. It's what they're poisoning the food, they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the skies. They want, I don't know, a world coded in nanoparticles so that they can map out. And this is actually, you know, they've said this. They want to map out every single square inch of Earth, basically, so that they have a digital twin of the entire Earth and they can control it and also force you to live inside the metaverse. This actually happened to the island of Tuvalu, where the Australian government helped move these people from this island, who these people have been living there for generations. And they told them, oh, sorry, because of climate change and rising sea levels, you can't live on this island anymore. You need to move out of there, and you can only visit your home through the metaverse. This actually happened, and Australia took these people in. I have to check whether the military was involved, but I certainly remember it was a very quiet announcement halfway through the day on, you know, state-funded television. I only caught it because I was in a hotel at the time watching to see what they were up to. It was so quiet, you know, not many people would have heard about this, Mark, but this is stripping people from their homes. And this is an example, guys. This was a test case. The island of Tuvalu was a test case for the other places around the world where they're going to say, oh, too much climate change. Sorry, you can't live here anymore, but you can go and visit your home in the metaverse. And meanwhile, they're ushering you into these kill boxes that Mark is describing here. This is absolutely horrific. And we have to stop these people. Mark, tell me, what are the people in the UK doing about this?
Well, there's lots and lots of Blade Runners. There's a growing number. And what we've seen recently is massive divisive tactics.
Yes.
Where we've got, you know, the government laying this, you know, Christians against Muslims, Muslims against Jews. All this nonsense is a divisive tactic because they now know, we know their plan. We've got the biometrics weapon systems. We've got the bioweapons injection. We've got the biochemical weapons spraying. We know we are at war. This is warfare. These are warfare weapons that are being deployed on our streets. And what the government's only answer is to create all of this divisive deflection when people need to focus on the job in hand. We've got them where we want them. We've got the evidence now to show this is a mass murderous, mass genocidal agenda, and it's playing out. The body count is rising. The current body count, the people who are dying from these COVID-19 injections mixed with the electromagnetic radiation fields from 5G, they are collateral damage. They're not the main kill. The main kill will come once they get everybody injected. They have to get everybody injected. So there's about 15 million people in the United Kingdom. I can tell you now, if they don't get you injected, when they pull this trigger, there's a high probability you may not die.
Well, that's the thing, and that's why they're saying now, Mark, sorry to cut you off, but this is so important. Alex was just covering it earlier today, Peter Hotez, and he's been covering it for a couple of weeks. Peter Hotez saying, we need the Department of Homeland Security and NATO to come and combat anti-vaccine aggression. We've got to put people in re-education camps. Queensland Premier in Australia, Anastasia Palaszczuk, when she was asked on national television one morning, what are these camps going to be used for? She said, for the unvaccinated. They are ramping up this rhetoric now. And I recall the WHO calling anti-vaccine people terrorists, equating us to terrorists. I mean, these people are ramping up this rhetoric now. And so we are literally in a race against the clock to wake the rest of humanity up and stop taking these poison shots, stop taking their poison medicines, and we need to take back control of our countries. Mark, we're almost out of time. Can you please let people know where they can follow you and keep track of this? Because I guarantee you, if they're deploying these weapons in the UK, they're deploying them everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can contact me at saveusnow.org.uk, or you can make contact through our Substack. Obviously, our communications are blocked significantly. If you don't get through, try us on, Telegram. I've got a Telegram channel. You may be able to find me there. But we've just got to try our best. But I say to people, go on the offensive. Offense is the best form of defense. We now have absolute 100% positive. This 15-minute city is not for control. They only want to control you. We are CBDC so that they can exterminate you.
Yeah.
An extermination plan. Fourth Reich. Call it the Industrial Revolution. This is the Fourth Reich, termination, using this termination track trace technology.
Mark Steele, really, really appreciate your time. Again, saveusnow.org.uk is where you can find him. Really appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll speak again soon, Mark. God bless you. You know, the things that this gentleman is telling us about are so, so important, and even if this is all new to you and you haven't looked up C40 Cities, I want to encourage people, go to the C40 Cities website or even visit the Global Covenant of Mayors website. This is where you can find out if your mayor is currently involved in this. They have said before that these people are going to be financially incentivized to get us to this point. If you recall, I gave you the progressive and ambitious targets for C40 Cities. 3 items of clothing, no meat, no dairy, no transport. You can't go anywhere. I mean, this is crazy. They want to lock you in these kill boxes. So please share this information everywhere. Thank you all so much for your time. Thank you for supporting InfoWars. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and support this broadcast so we can, this network and those who contribute can keep getting the word out. Thank you, everyone.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course this one actually is. That's demonstrable, and it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones